There is some growing outrage tonight toward a handful of U.S. senators who appear to have sold large amounts of stock before the recent COVID crash and after they were briefed on the potential severity of the pandemic. Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent at Fox Business, has the story for us. Charlie, good to have you here tonight. Obviously, always difficult to prove insider trading on information. What's your take on this situation?
I've written a book on it, or at least one book on it. I've covered it for years. I can tell you this. What they did may look sleazy and bad, but I'm telling you, trading off government information is just not part of the insider trading laws it exists today. You know, there is no law. It's just a bunch of court precedents, and those court precedents essentially cover stealing information from shareholders, like earnings reports and, you know, things of that nature. These guys may be guilty of violating the 2012 Stock Act, which prevented Congress from using their confidential briefings to trade on. But even that act, Martha, has a lot of loopholes. You could essentially say, listen, I was reasonably told by my broker I should sell, or I heard similar stuff from a third party, as these senators are doing. So if you want to nail them on insider trading, good luck. I don't think it's ever going to happen. There are potentially other laws you can bring against them. They are also saying they're not guilty. I mean, clearly, I think Burr was the one who said he heard some reports on CNBC. I think Kelly Loeffler said that she was told by her broker to do it and she had no control over it. So that's their story. But I'm telling you, if you're looking at insider trading, which involves stealing shareholder information, you know, this ain't it. And maybe they got to change the law to cover this government information and make that insider trading, too. Because the Stock Act, which is supposed to stop this sort of stuff, it's just too many loopholes in it. It's easy to get around. So my guess, they may be destroyed in the court of public opinion and at the polls, but they ain't going to jail.